What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
So Democrats, a message is needed. Why not develop a tax plan that Democrats support that maybe has no tax on tips, has better tax treatment for middle class America, better tax treatment for Main Street businesses in the country, as opposed to singing outside of the Capitol? Why not do this in a rural area, in an urban area across the country?
Yeah, Democrats, what are you doing with your time? Protesting, we definitely know that. We all messaged each other here on the show yesterday after the show and conceded that we had the Whose Side Are You On song in our head.
Whose side are you on? I couldn't stop singing it for
That's
all
better
night.
Than she did.
Well, maybe I should have just been there.
Maybe you were.
Maybe I was in the background. Maybe we could Photoshop me.
What do you want me to do with this thing here?
Well, I want you to play the original just so that people who don't know what it is know what it is first. Okay, so this is from, what, I think Tuesday, there were people protesting the Doge cuts. And
did you say Doge?
What is it, Doge?
I think it's a little bit of a
Doge.
Cuts. Somebody said earlier they don't like the word Doge. They want it to be doggy.
Yep. So these people were protesting Doge cuts, and they decided to make that into a melody that we all would remember. The trouble is they weren't great at singing it, but it was an original song. I'll give them that.
Yeah, I hate to do it, really.
Oh, which side are you on?
Which side
are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side?
How much do
we'll
I have to
fight against Joe?
That's enough.
We'll
I mean, you don't have to play a whole.
She should have started lower. She's like, no. She's,
oh, yeah, yeah. Get that register because she knew she was going up from there.
You know what? Like, we're making fun of this woman. Does she feel, is she embarrassed?
I would guess that she's not even online.
I need to, the fact that this is going to become a thing.
Maybe every day.
If she was embarrassed by her singing, I would feel bad for making fun of her.
Well, then let's not find out.
If she shows up and does this again, then I will carry
this
on.
This is track two on the CD.
I don't want to.
The way that this happened was this morning. I don't remember exactly, you know, Brad and I will talk in the morning. We were just talking about whatever. And it came up that, oh, yeah, that song's been stuck in our head. And so I don't know if you said it or I said it, but I said, you know what we need to do is take that song that has no music and make it into dubstep. So
you said that?
I think, yeah. I said that. And then I played a couple tracks for Brad, and he goes, that one. That's the one. We both agreed. Yeah, this is it.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We'll fight against Joe. We'll fight
outside.
Trump's coming for our union. He wants us all to fail. He wants us to bow to him. But we want him in jail. Oh, which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
It's hot. Right? When you heard that, you were like, dang, I need some X.
What?
The website.
See?
And glow sticks. The website.
You go to a lot of children's parties. You know, uh-huh. The worst part about that is you didn't make the song worse.
No, I made it better.
You actually did.
It's a banger.
If I hear that again, I want the dubstep version.
Yeah.
Because there was at least melody. Like, it was, I don't know how you did that, if it was AI or whatever.
No, I made that.
It felt like the dubstep track was trying hard to keep a melody, and she was protesting.
She was not very helpful in keeping the beat.
But the other offensive part about what just happened here is that you picked up your drink halfway through. Yeah. That dubstep thing. What's in that styrofoam cup?
This is half regular Dr. Pepper, half diet.
And half Hennessy.
I think I just hit my head on the mic.
No, you did. It's not
a thing. It was my hat, Bill.
You can hear the ice.
It's a shame sometimes that we're in radio, you know?
My favorite part...
I think a lot of people are feeling that way right about now.
I think
what you intended was not what was implied, but the inferences received.
It very much so felt like a rave, because there was even the part where the music went silent, and it was just like the lyrics. Everyone sing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it dropped
and
again.
And then the beat drops again. Boom.
That's where you had me the most in it.
Yeah. A little behind the scenes. The first part of that, this is a different song than the second part.
Yeah, oh, really?
So, yeah, because that beat comes in pretty hard, the second part.
Like I said, the second part is a major.
It's pretty good. And the problem is the first part lined up pretty well. Second part, not so much. The singers were off the beat.
Yeah, it's their fault.
I had to do a lot of editing that second part to make that work.
Can this go on the hotkeys page, please?
Not for this show. You can put it on Mark Reardon's show. He'd be fine with it.
I will happily do that.
Please.
Just put it in for one of the liners.
Oh, yeah, I'll completely change
the Make the
name.
Suze News open that. Today. At 4:15.
What am I supposed to do for the next 6 minutes?
Oh, we can talk about something else. Whatever you want.
How about the absolutely obnoxious, arrogant, cracked egg on your jacket while people are suffering?
I wore this in solidarity with people who were suffering.
How much Hennessy, was in the Diet Dr. Pepper?
Man, which side are you on? Which side are you on? I'm wearing a shirt right now that when I saw it in my closet, I said, I don't wear that shirt very
That's a
much.
Jacket. Just ask Ethan.
It is a jacket.
Okay.
It's clearly a jacket.
Unlike
a zipper.
It's a track jacket.
Like what I'm wearing right now.
And it has a fried egg on the side of it. And it
makes
no sense.
You know, like people do.
Yeah. The shirt makes zero sense. But in a time like this, people see it and they probably get a little jealous because of... the way eggs used to be priced.
Please connect the dots for me.
Please.
There aren't two dots. There aren't two dots. There's no lines.
On separate pages
There's
right now,
a
man.
Dot, and the dot's name is Ryan. What? It does not connect.
Why is it make people jealous?
Russell on Ryan YouTube broke. Says, I've never wanted 5 minutes to go by so fast in my life. Well, this song here is a minute at seven. I could, you know, we could revisit it.
You know, we should probably do is play the full original. And then, yep.
Oh. No.
No. I was getting excited.
I was too.
That's all right. We'll just sit here.
We can play during the break.
Okay.
No.
And I'll dance. I'll even skank to it, which makes no sense, but I'll do it.
Don't give them ideas.
Don't go away.
They're going to start tying protests together.
There's been a lot of great audio from the Democrats in the last couple
of
weeks.
A lot of ammunition.
Yeah. I think Annie is going to do the quiet thing where she just assumes that I pick it up and I start talking. So, all right. Check this out. Check out the story from the New York Post.
Watch me do radio things.
Carnival scolds cruise passengers for this prohibited balcony activity. Any guesses as to what it is? Nope, it's not kissing.
I don't want to make any other noises.
It's not calling your dog because you're on a cruise.
Oh, Carnival.
Any guesses?
Intimate activities.
No, that's what you would assume. And in fact, the headline says, and it's not sex.
Oh.
It simply looks bad to hang your clothes out on the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that got us a pretty good 45 seconds closer to the break. And I want credit for it from our CEO.
Oh, my God.
We don't have one.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we could send this to the next one. Let them know that
I don't want to send this to the next
talented.
One. We're not going to send this to the next one. We're going to keep this whole thing.
Are you sure?
A secret.
Maybe they're tuning in right now to see if
well, it's
we
nice
are
knowing
worthwhile.
You guys.
And I want them to know that we are.
Ryan, you have never been so excited for something on the show than you were that dubstep version of that song.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
No.
You skipped in here at the beginning of the
show.
Oh,
I was very proud of that.
Yeah,
no
you
doubt
were.
About it. No doubt about it. But there's things I've been
you know,
proud
you know,
of.
Like, you know like when you're potty training your two-year-old and they poop in the potty for the first time?
Yeah.
You know how proud they are of it? Because what you've done is you've told them like every time they go in the potty, you get like an M&M.
Uh-huh.
Ryan, every time Ryan does work, he expects like an M&M.
Oh, absolutely.
he you know when he walks in the room that he did something good.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you to make that?
Only about a half an hour. But I want credit for working on it because I had to step away from my other duties just to do that.
Mm.
You know, there anytime I come up with anything though, I'm like, "Oh, we got to do this."
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking back at some of the things. Do you remember when I did the Kamala Harris ad for vice president? Do you remember? Can you turn me on? I've got
You're
it.
You're on.
Here we go.
Weird.
When it comes to picking your vice president in 2024, the choice is clear.
Always ask, is there a Venn diagram for this? I'm telling you, it's fascinating when you do.
Kamala Harris.
Venn diagram, those three circles, right?
Or Dan Quayle.
The vice president gave students a spelling test.
Potato.
The boy wrote the word correctly, but Mr. Quayle wasn't satisfied until he had added an E.
Kamala loves potatoes, and she's running this year. Dan Quayle isn't.
We all need a mom. We need you to be Mamala of the country.
Oh, heck.
Your mama, so Kamala, she got elected VP.
My mother she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?"
She's relatable.
Hey, raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus, right?
And she'll make America electric again.
I love electric school buses. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus.
Make America work again.
Workers are building electric buses so people can get where they need to go.
And make America laugh again.
Okay. I love your laugh.
The choice for VP this year is clear. Dan Quayle. He's not running, but wouldn't he be better? Paid for by Quail Quail Dan Pack.
Are you proud of that, Ryan?
I am. And we needed more mileage out of it because I think right after that, she became the actual nominee. We didn't really get to use it anymore. We've come a long way, haven't we? Gosh, it's just weird to hear the laugh again.
Yeah, we get a lot of people saying, "We dodged a bullet."
Man, we should play that every week.
Just as a reminder.
Just as a reminder.
Yeah, if you think it's bad,
remember
it could
this.
Be worse.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. It's all good. Annie, are you okay with Trisha next? Is she coming in?
Yes.
Yep.
Super. Huh?
Yes.
What is the matter?
Really firing on all cylinders.
Yes. Yeah. Probably Trisha. For Annie, are you okay? Next. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This? Annie, you okay?
You okay, Annie? Well, Trisha, it's that time of the week.
Hey, Annie and crew.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. It feels like it's been a minute since we were all together.
Yeah. Thanks for being in here to class up the joint.
Woo! Here we go. 104-year-old woman granted birthday wish and taken to New York prison. A care home resident in New York, her name is Loretta, celebrated her 104th birthday by visiting the local prison. The Livingston County Sheriff's Office facilitated the visit, where she enjoyed activities like cake, getting fingerprinted, and touring the jail. The care home operator expressed gratitude to the sheriff's office for making Loretta's wish come true. Annie, are you okay with birthday parties?
Mine or other people's?
Any?
Yeah.
Yours?
If I like the people, yeah.
You're okay with yours? You like being
softer,
the center of attention.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a birthday party, Annie?
It was on your birthday.
Maybe 21. 30.
21?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Well, what do you consider a birthday party?
Easy.
Hey, yeah, rude.
Okay, to be fair, like 5 years is a long time ago, so you could be 26 for all I know.
Like, if we're talking about like my family and my parents come over and we have cake, is that a party?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I mean, that happens sometimes, if it's convenient for everybody. I'm trying not to forget anything, but maybe when I turn 30?
Ooh. If you live another...
You guys all sound real sad for me.
Aw, somebody threw
like,
a party.
Oh, that's pathetic.
No, that's cool.
Didn't do anything for my 40th. I don't know. I guess it just doesn't happen. I'm not throwing my own birthday party, that's for sure. I don't mind going to other people's birthday parties as long as it's somebody I care about.
65 years, you'll get to go to prison.
What is this? Why do you want to go to prison? A prison?
This woman just always wanted. She had never been to a jail, and she just wanted to go. So they had a birthday party at a jail.
I guess at 104, you're running out of ideas, huh?
She threatened the guard. She said, look, we can do this the hard way or the easy way.
She shook her little fist at him.
Her little plastic knife.
I'd love to know what the hard way would include,
well, she
Ryan.
Would kill the guard. Oh. And go to prison.
Obviously.
Did you ever take a tour of a detention facility? Like a field trip?
I don't
Or maybe
think
just
so.
Like your life of crime?
I mean, I spent 4 years in the can, if that's what you're asking.
That was the bathroom.
Yeah. I had to hide in there because the prisoners are so mean.
Have you ever gone? Have you ever toured?
I don't think so.
Anybody else?
I have. I went to one down in St. Augustine, Florida. It was an old school one, so it was like early
20s.
Not a current one, no.
Yeah, I'm talking about like an actual detention facility that is in... No?
I have not.
I have toured a juvenile detention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facility. Was it a field trip?
It was not. It
sounds like fun, though.
Okay.
It was not.
So that happened.
I was not stuck there, for what it's worth.
Somebody was walking you through and being like, listen,
it was
need to straighten up.
It was a tour of sorts, but...
Thank you.
More than 100 venomous...
You sure you want to move on?
Yes, let's continue. More than 100 venomous snakes removed from a garden in Sydney.
Ooh.
102.
Australia?
Yes.
Man, okay, you guys know my grandmother was from Australia. Met my grandpa during World War II when he was stationed over there with General MacArthur. They got married. She came back here a year before he ever came back from the war. Thank God he did. I have a lifelong goal of going to Australia, but there is not a single wildlife story that makes me want to get there faster.
She'd tell you a lot of old snake stories.
She hated frogs. She had a fear of frogs. I assume that in Australia, there's a lot of frogs and trees. I recollect her telling me that they would like fall out of the tree on your head or something like that.
On
like,
purpose or just that they were slippery?
I think it was personal.
So, I mean, they weren't trying to get you. They were just sort of like...
Kind of depends on who you are and your personality. I think they'd be after you, Ryan.
Okay.
But I know she hated frogs. She didn't like snakes either. But like the spider stories that come out of Australia, man. That's next level stuff.
Yeah.
Huge.
102 venomous snakes, to be exact, were removed from a suburban back garden. A man called experts after seeing six of them moving around in a pile of mulch and then discovering that this particular type of snake piles on top of each other before giving birth. A snake catcher by the name of Dylan Cooper was called and bagged up 5 adults and 97 babies.
Snakes?
Snakes. The snakes have started a new life in an undisclosed national park still in Australia, I hope. Annie, are you okay with gardening?
I don't need to. I'm glad people do.
Anytime I'm gardening, I'm always going to call Dylan Cooper.
Dylan Cooper. Bag up the 97 babies and 5 adults.
Gardening is a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm.
I could see myself caring about that in the future, maybe.
I want to be somebody that gardens, man. I'll read, it's like, this is how you take care of your plants. This is how good it is for your mental health. And I'm like, I don't have time. It stresses me out thinking about it.
I want to be able to walk into a barber shop or a cafe and say something like, oh, yeah, tomatoes are really coming in this year.
You can do that.
I do it, but people immediately go, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, God, and I run. I want to be able to not do that.
Can't you just Google it before you? How are the tomatoes doing this season?
You can't Google it on that local of a level.
Tomato season.
No. You can't do that.
Meanwhile, a humpback whale briefly swallows a kayaker in Chile.
My. Jonah?
Ooh.
A humpback whale briefly swallowed a kayaker before quickly releasing him unharmed in an incident that was caught on camera. The kayaker was with his father when the whale surfaced and engulfed him in his kayak for a few seconds before letting him go.
So wait, did the father watch it or was the father in the kayak also?
Unclear. The whale attack. While whale attacks on humans are rare, collisions with cargo ships and strandings have been reoccurring issues in recent years. So the whales are mostly running into ships, but this one accidentally swallowed a guy for a moment.
Do you think
hairball?
Did they call it an attack?
If I were in the kayak, I'd feel kind of
attacked. Attacked, but
it says whale attacks are rare. I think that it was maybe just like an addition to the story, like some context.
Like, if you're just a big old whale swimming around in your ocean and your mouth is open and a kayak kind of...
You're just yawning.
It's like, not really your fault.
It's like swallowing a bug.
Yeah, you didn't mean to. You're not trying to eat
You didn't
bug.
Prefer it. You'd kind of like to spit it out.
Yeah, in fact, you would if a bug was in a kayak.
And this whale did.
Did it say how long that it swallowed him for?
A few seconds.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, it'd be
You think the whale went, oh, person or ooh, kayak?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I think the kayak's pointier than the man.
Have you seen the man?
I do. I have not.
It's a generalization.
Yeah, maybe kind of a pointy guy.
I think it's not krill, so he probably said
maybe he's an old-fashioned British gentleman. He's very, very proper and very pointy. I think I'm going to go in the kayak.
Swim away,
Father. Would you like to join me?
What's the question?
Annie, are you okay with kayaking?
No.
Let's not wear our kelp suits.
Brad just wants to get this segment done.
So as to be more appetizing to the whales.
Go on.
Wear the regular suits today, Father.
Man slapped with $200 fine for using speakerphone in a train station.
I double it. Double this the fine.
Happened oh, no, I like when they do this.
In France. A man was chatting with his sister on speakerphone when he was approached by an official from France's state-owned rail company.
What'd that sound like, Ryan?
What? I don't even know what the story is yet. I was thinking about the time it happened to me in a Sam's Club.
They're French people. That's all you've worked with much less.
Take it away.
They got on to...
So you built this entire story about this speaker? Proper Englishman in a kayak that was swallowed by a whale.
The French speak something else.
French.
I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do.
If I did, I'd run with this story. I don't know what the heck they're saying.
Well, judge him like an Englishman.
Would they say bonjour over the loudspeaker? Because if they did, I would say, oh, that's just a nice greeting. Maybe it was an employee.
If you're this man, you're in France and you're chatting with your sister on speakerphone in a train station. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're just on, that's the story?
That's
is that you're just
the
on a
story
speakerphone?
Right now. Well,
was he just rude?
He, yes.
That's it?
He got
this
fined
made international
for,
news?
Mm-hmm. He got a $200 fine for it.
For that's, being
for
rude
for on
his
speakerphone.
He was going, bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
Ender says croissant and oui, oui.
Yeah. Bonjour. Je suis votre papa sucré.
What are you, swearing?
No.
Okay.
I said, I want my sugar daddy. I guess I do know
See,
a little bit of
know.
French. A little bit.
You do know. What's the question?
I tricked you.
Are you okay with speakerphone in public?
I think you tricked yourself.
It all started coming back to me. Just like when I was in prison. Earlier in the segment.
You've had a wild life, Ryan Wiggins. A wild life.
Yeah. Not really.
No.
That's the best part.
I tell you what, on the radio I have. My regular life is super boring. But I can make up some stuff with the best of them.
What was it?
You okay with speakerphone in public?
No. 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 Don't watch your videos if you're watching something on your phone, hold it up to your ear, like the one volume above mute.
Isn't it funny to see somebody in a doctor's office just cracking up at some random video that doesn't matter at all? Just like,
can you hear what the video is?
Not really, but you can tell that they're watching something.
Tell their sound.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the audio from your phone never be audible to other people around you in public?
Well, what if you're making a big business deal?
And you want everybody to know about it?
No, but you're like, you got to be intense. You know, you can't like well.
In the doctor's office? Business deal be if you're in the doctor's office for your colonoscopy and you're trying to get the job done?
Listen, you SOB. You need to sell this thing right now.
You don't have to have the other side on speaker.
We're going to lose our butts on this thing if we don't move right now. You know, you got to yell that, whisper in that in the doctor's office. That's not going to go anywhere. Person at the other end going to go, this guy's not serious. He's whispering that we're going to lose our butts on this.
That's not videos and audio.
Because you're in the doctor's. You got to see the doctor. The appointment's right now.
Ethan, do you play your phone out loud in public?
No, not
really. That sounds like a yes to me.
No, I mean,
that was a hesitation
I'm trying to think of situations. I'm very adamant about, I hate this when people do it on a plane. That is the worst.
Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
I think there are certain places you can get away with it on lower volume. Like if you're in the store and you're like kind of walking by and passing, it's not like you're... Now, a doctor's office makes much more sense because you're sitting there like with someone. But if it's more so in passing, you're not consistently around people, I think there's a little more...
What about in a restaurant when you can hear every word of the dialogue from a video being played on a phone or a kid's tablet, the table over?
That's a no.
There's times, man. It's okay, though. It really is.
When?
I'm not going to jail for you on this. Listen, you listen to me, Seamus.
And finally, Domino's is launching pepperoni-inspired perfume for Valentine's Day. The limited edition fragrance is a nod to its pepperoni.
Do they even sell this crap?
I don't think so.
Do they just market that they're going to do it?
I think they just market it.
Nobody's looking for it.
No.
Nobody wants it.
No.
Right?
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants to smell like
pepperoni?
Lunch meat.
Pepperoni passion pizza. Mm. It smells like spice, pepper, and a woody warm base. If you're interested, you can head to Domino's website to enter to win a...
Why did they put woody in there?
Ryan, I feel like this is something you would like secretly like try to win.
Not secretly. He would tell everybody about it.
And they bring it around and spray everybody
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I'd be lifting my arm up.
So you can only win it?
Unclear right now. They are running a contest through February 17th where you can win a bottle of it.
I like how you're Snopes-ing these articles in real time.
Well, I don't know.
Was the father in the kayak? Unclear.
This is exactly what you do in Wiggins America every day.
That's why I said I like it.
Oh, you mean it genuinely.
Yeah.
I read these articles and I anticipate what you guys are going to ask, and I've gotten better over time, but you guys still got
still
some
curveballs.
Still
tough, isn't it? Yeah.
It might hurt the sales, though, for Johnny Duncan and the Funky Bunch if you get caught wearing this.
Tell you what, man. That's a deep cut. You got to be a big Andy Fresh fan.
Johnny Duncan t-shirt. It's got to happen. For you,
Crushing
right?
Turts.
Crushing Turts.
I just don't want that shirt.
Johnny Duncan.
Johnny Duncan.
How about a Crushing Turts turtle advertising Johnny Duncan?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, let's mash everything I've ever said
with an
into
egg.
One shirt.
It's
on top of the turtle's head.
Horrifying shirt.
The guy in a kayak wearing a full business suit.
What was the question?
Are you okay with perfume?
Yeah, I like perfume. Not cool. Too much, but... I think it's perfume scent is something that society has gotten away from a little bit. And a good scent is nice to be around people who have, I don't know. Are you getting in your best athleisure putting on perfume? Maybe not, but maybe, I don't know. But looking nice, caring about how you look to other people instead of just caring about how you feel in your clothes yourself. We have gotten away from that. COVID did a number on it. Athleisure became fancy. You can buy very nice and expensive athleisure now. But it's really nice to see people who look nice. And it's rare, too, to see people who get dressed up. But perfume goes along that line.
This one's for a video. A good scent is nice. That's why Trump's trying to get rid of it.
What?
The scent. The one scent. You right? The scent.
Every good joke that you tell always needs a little explanation. The penny.
Yeah, but one cent.
Don't make this a video.
You get it, though?
Don't. Okay,
that's all I got.
Thank you, Trisha.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to the results of the YouTube live chat poll. Can Gone Woke businesses successfully unwoke themselves? Chris says, nope. Once woke, always woke. Janine said, I voted yes, but that is if they do an about face and apologize for their error. Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. There's a lot of these stories that keep kind of materializing over the last week or two. Donald Trump, one of the things that he promised he would do was to end DEI, and he put a lot of people in places in his cabinet. They keep getting confirmed. Big day today for RFK Jr.'s confirmation. Of course, Tulsi Gabbard confirmed, was it yesterday? Cash Patel is slated for a confirmation process early next week, I believe. It doesn't seem like any of these folks are going to not make it through. So the Republicans in the Senate, you know, if it goes 50-50 and there are a few senators, Republican senators who don't confirm, it's really kind of a non-story. It's like, whatever. Win's a win. Mark it down. Move on.
And they know it when they vote.
Yeah.
They know that their vote isn't going to make a difference. So they might be doing it on purpose.
Yes.
To make a statement. I don't know why, but
When we were listening yesterday to that obnoxious minority leader of that Doge subcommittee. And she
literally.
Literally. We were literally listening her talk like this. I'm speechless. I don't even have the words. So anyway. she was talking about how all of this cost cutting that is taking place, or, you know, fraud and waste rooting out that Doge is doing. Did Trump say he was going to do that, or did he say he was going to lower the prices of goods that you consume? And then she goes, or were they going to do this? And I was like, no, he said he was going to do all of it. He's been in office for 24 days and he's done a lot of it.
Yeah.
But the DEI thing is kind of, it probably not underreported, but we haven't talked about it really as much. I've had these stories sent to me a million times. I'm seeing them too in my more niche types of news outlets that I follow that are specific to the Disney stuff. But Disney is really making somewhat of an about face right now on how they are handling business. And, you know, I don't really give them a lot of credit. Like, I'm not like wanting to give them a warm hug, one might say, because they're doing the right thing right now, because they're doing what I would consider to be the right thing, because that's the right money business thing to do. And I've said this a million times before, the woke stuff, the super hyper, you know, diversity, equity and inclusion type of stuff that they were doing before was also a money decision. They put their finger in the wind and then they go that direction. There are no morals and principles among these types of things, especially when you see big companies like this just doing about face when the trend has gone the other way and they know that the dollar is now headed this way instead of that way. They go this way, away from the thing that they had committed to before. It's always been all about business. And I wished that Disney would get back to the place where they would commit to the business part of it. Ryan, you've got a story about, we've discussed these disclaimers that exist on some Disney movies right now. Tell us about the latest development with what Disney has decided to do there.
So Disney is ditching its severe woke warnings on family favorites such as Dumbo and Peter Pan. That doesn't mean they're getting rid of them entirely, but they are changing the wording of them. And the Daily Mail says the American entertainment giant becomes the latest to quietly tweak disclaimers on its decades-old films, featuring themes of possible racism or relying on ethnic stereotypes in the wake of U.S. President Donald Trump's return to the White House.
They're basically going to say, like, the new disclaimer, they're not removing that what was there. They're not taking the content down. And I kind of gave Disney credit for not eliminating the ability to watch Dumbo or Peter Pan in the context of the time where everything was getting taken away. I'm glad they didn't take it away and that their compromise was to put those disclaimers on it. Now they're basically just saying this video was made during a different time. Go on and watch it.
Fine.
I don't care.
Yeah. And especially it's anybody who would protest this wants to kind of control what you're thinking much more than this even would suggest.
Yeah. And having the content still be available, I think, is important. And also, if you watch Dumbo, there are some very racist things that are in Dumbo. Like, that's actually factually true.
I don't even remember. It's been so long since I've seen
those
movies.
To the crows. And okay. There's actual crows that are in there. And that's like a Jim Crow thing. So, I mean, that's... Honestly, it's an opportunity to teach your kids a lesson about something, and the content still being there makes it so that you can be. It is racist, and I think that talking about it openly is the right thing to do. They also have a memo that went out that indicated that Disney's plan for evaluating executive compensation would no longer be focused on a former diversity and inclusion factor, but rather a talent strategy factor, among other metrics. This is from an ABC4 report, abc4.com. The company is also implementing a new framework to replace its Reimagine Tomorrow initiative, which launched in 2021 and aimed to amplify underrepresented voices. So it's happening. So the YouTube Live Chat poll for today, our question is, can gone woke businesses successfully unwoke themselves? Another story, I don't have the source with me right now, but it was like a Disney kind of source, was saying that Disneyland is looking at the fact that they're pricing people out of being able to enjoy their properties, and they're looking at the possibility of offering alternatives.
So good.
Your answer to the YouTube Live Chat poll, we could have talked about this more. We can in the future.
If this is based on, you know, just bottom line business leaders, yes, they can unwoke themselves.
You're open to the idea of a woke business unwoking.
Yes.
Brad?
Not only am I open to it, I actively encourage it.
A second exactly that sentiment, Brad. Ethan, you want to give us your thoughts and get us out of here?
Yeah, I completely agree with both Brad and Wiggins that it can be done, and I think that there is proof that it is actively happening. So here are the results to today's YouTube Live Chat poll. 254 votes. Can gone woke businesses successfully unwoke themselves? 64% say yes, 36% say no.
I like that breakdown. Two-thirds of the people are saying maybe there's a little bit of hope. But I saw a lot of this in the comments. You want apologies. You want open, honest apologies. And I'm with you on that as well. It's not enough to just change what you're doing. Acknowledge that you did it wrong in the first place. And I think you'll win back consumers all over the place. Mark Ridd next.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.